Everybody coming at you with your trending crypto news, and holy crap, have we got a doozy. Bitcoin's up over $57,000, first time in a couple of years, up over, 10% on the day. Things are really heating up in that space. I don't know about you, but my portfolio, other than Bitcoin and maybe Ethereum, is a little bit meh. But this stuff normally goes in cycles. Normally, we'll start with a surge in Bitcoin, and then that will lead to an altcoin spring. So let's get into it and talk about some of these trending articles. So with that being said, first things first, Bitcoin futures activity has hit an all-time high, once again capturing the financial world's attention. As I said before, crossing $57,000, first time since November of 2021. Ooh, what a time. If you guys don't remember, back then Bitcoin would go on to hit just shy of about $70,000 before the crypto winter that many blame on the collapse of the FTX exchange. But as of now, we seem to be approaching that again, and this time, boy, hopefully there's nothing to stop us from hitting that $100,000 mark. As of February 27th of the year of our Lord 2024, the open interest in Bitcoin futures, which some consider to be a key metric indicating the total number of outstanding derivative contracts, has reached an all-time high of almost $25 billion. Surpasses peaks of 2021 and 2017, which obviously Bitcoin has gained a lot of transaction in financial markets, with the Bitcoin ETF making it easier than ever for your average Joe to buy into things and making it less risky for big players to buy into companies like BlackRock. It's doing some good stuff. So market analysts often look at the open interest of Bitcoin futures as a gauge for trader sentiment, and it's looking pretty good. The more and more it's increasing, the more bullish most people are, whereas when they see a decline in open interest, it can indicate bearish sentiment. Now, the big groups are CME, Binance, Bybit, and Ox. They contribute pretty significantly to the overall open interest in this futures market. And the options market isn't exactly a slouch. It's showing open interest figures that are surpassing previous years. So this surge, it lines up perfectly with this increase of Bitcoin's price to $57,315. We've got the halving coming up in a few months. We have the continuous upward pressure that the inflows into the ETF market are bringing us. So I'm excited to say this is probably just the beginning, and we can expect a very healthy 2024. But moving on, we got to talk about Ethereum, because just as Bitcoin is having its moment, Ethereum is gaining as well. And sentiment here seems to be pretty good. So Ethereum did eclipse the $3,000 mark. In fact, some exchanges had it almost as high as $3,300, which right about its peak in April of 22, I believe. So yeah, we're back with Ethereum as well. Again, the whole crypto market is having a moment. The market cap is well over $2 trillion. It's awesome. But hey, the last week have been great. If you love Ethereum and you love Bitcoin, at one point it had itself a 10% gain, just like how Bitcoin had yesterday into today. So as of right now, the RSI index, so for those of you who don't know, RSI is the Relative Strength Index. And basically, it's a look at what percentage of traders are buying an asset versus looking to sell an asset. Currently, right now, Ethereum's RSI indicator is 82, which means that 82 people out there, or if there are 100 people out there looking to buy or sell Ethereum, 82 want to buy it. and only 18 want to sell it. And that's how that's kind of calculated. Now, an RSI that high means it's actually kind of overbought, so I wouldn't be surprised if we see a little bit of dip. Just like with Bitcoin, we're gonna see a little bit of dip. Too many people, if you make 10% in a day, so many people are gonna cash that out. Even if their profit is only, $500, $1,000, that's still a 10% gain. They know they can lock in that, sell it off, and use that 500 or 1,000 to get themselves into a different position that they think could get them that next 10%. For people like me, I tend to buy and hold. I don't have a good trigger finger. I'm not as connected as I used to be, especially with toddlers in the house. So it's definitely an upper level skill, but it's still a good idea to be aware of market forces and things like the RSI indicator. Now, there's also different things between the EMA average, so the moving average of the last 10 days, last 60 days. So short term wise, basically Ethereum is pushing up quicker compared to its long term average, which is definitely bringing in more and more people as they see things start to trend upward. But I think the crypto market cap added like over $100 billion just in the past day. So like I said, I think we're going to see a bit of a dip. People are going to be cashing out those wins, and that's perfectly fine. What's important is this upward pressure continues, and after things correct, people consolidate, they push upwards once again. A little thing I didn't realize, but it's kind of cool to know. So an institution who's invested in crypto, their portfolio is looking at about 40% Bitcoin, 40% Ethereum, with the remaining 20% being made up of various altcoins. So the institutional pressure is there. That actually kind of makes a good case for an Ethereum ETF. And since Ethereum's 2.0 upgrade and staking's gone completely live, they're pretty close to being a deflationary asset. They're not growing anywhere near the rate that they were before. So I'm real bullish on Ethereum. I'm just some dude. Don't take my word for it, but I would not be surprised if we see Ethereum getting well above $10,000 in this cycle. That's what I'm hoping for anyways, but we shall see. But taking a break from all this market hype, we do got to touch on the poor federal government. Whatever are they going to do? So the Fed is warning that foreign CBDCs, so central bank digital currencies, and stablecoins could lead to the erosion of the dollar's role. That's a valid concern. For the United States, a lot of our projection power is based on the fact that the dollar is the world's currency. Everything is pegged to it, traded off of it. There's definitely been some movement in recent years. The BRICS nations trying to push their own type of backing. China, was leading member in BRICS. They're trying to push for more independence from the US dollar because it's very easy for the United States to sanction people because we just freeze their accounts because everything kind of pairs back to the dollar. It's hard to hide things. So, yeah, they're right to be worried that, CBDCs and stablecoins make it easier to get around US sanctions and could lessen the dominance that the American dollar plays. Completely valid concern, and then, y'all can debate in the comments or wherever if that's a good thing or a bad thing. It's something I have a hard time with because I don't believe we need to be a Team America world police. But at the same time, as a citizen of the United States, I know I definitely benefit from the fact that we can use financial leverage to get kind of what we want. So the Fed Reserve's, their board of directors put out a research paper highlighting what it perceives as the pros and cons of developing their own central bank digital currency. I think they probably should. Got to keep up with the Joneses or the Russias. You need to innovate or you will be left behind, in my opinion. I know some people really don't like that, and I can honestly 100% agree with it. Going digital makes it very, very hard to hide cash transactions, whether legitimate or illegitimate. Though, in my opinion, most cash transactions are done to hide taxes, but taxation is kind of a form of theft. So, it's one of those I'm very much on the fence of it. You can make a good argument for why we need people to pay their fair share to pay for all these programs, and how the government penalizes us through aggressive and inconsistent taxation policies that vary wildly depending on your income level and where you live in this country. But people are arguing that the issuance of the CBDC will shore up the dollar's position as the de facto international currency. Detractors, on the other hand, says it opens up the doors for centralization, invasion of privacy, and the ability for US authority to freeze assets at any time, which those are all valid concerns. The idea is that many of us out there are concerned about police overreach and law enforcement overreach. Is that a better phrasing? Because FBI is law enforcement, so is ATF, and they could freeze all your assets if they think you're connected to a crime, whether you are or not. Civil forfeiture is a huge issue, and that would just make it a lot easier. But at the same time, over 90% of central banks are exploring these CBDCs. So it's kind of, in my opinion, it's going to happen. The pros and cons aside, the United States is going to keep pushing and keep innovating. And, it's been a contentious thing. Trump has sworn if he's elected, he'll veto any measures to produce a CBDC, which, I mean, yeah, that's an easy position for him to take, quite honestly, because he's a Republican, and Republicans typically don't like centralization. Democrats typically favor it, but there's honestly overlap, and it depends on that party's position at that particular time on an issue. So it's a whole quagmire, and I do not envy anyone at the top trying to figure this out. Now, hopping back over into the good news, XRP is also on the rise, just as everything else. But analysts are predicting a major price hike for this crypto. They're talking $1.30, which would be 135% increase from its current trading value. I don't know. I like XRP, but there's a lot of XRP out there. It's a very large crypto in terms of the amount of XRP, digital coins, tokens, whatever you want to call them out there. XRP has been experiencing resistance against an ongoing downtrend. It got up to almost a dollar, but its support levels have weakened. It's making investors concerned. They've had to face a couple different lawsuits. So, I don't know. I'm not the most bullish on XRP right now. I think it's a solid coin with a good life ahead of it, and it solves a lot of good problems. But I think my sentiment kind of lines up with the RSI. It's currently 50, so it's kind of like, 50-50. So we'll see where it goes. I have, like I said, I think it's going to be around for a long time. I don't see it being a huge thing that will make tons of people rich. I think it's going to be a utility token that's used mostly by institutions, and there will be, price increases and the like as we go forward in the future. I just don't see it being a huge earner, but that's just me. All right, and then moving on over, got to talk about Aave, Kelexo, and Solana. Kelexo? Kelexo? It's brand new. Hopefully, I'm pronouncing it right. If it's not, well, let me know. So, DeFi. A lot of people are thinking DeFi is going to be big in this bull cycle as well. I think it's going to do pretty good, but as more and more institutions in the United States make it easier and easier to transact in crypto, I don't know if DeFi is going to have quite the appeal that it did in 2021, but hey, I could be wrong. In fact, I kind of hope I am. I might have a little bit of Aave and Solana floating around. So I'm invested in the platform, so I want them to succeed. I just don't know what level that's going to take. So Aave, of course, was one of the leading DeFi lending protocols back then. Solana is, kind of a player in the space. They're looking to compete with Ethereum. But this new one, Calexo, seems to be pretty strong, and maybe we'll see something with that. Aave peaked at $661 during the DeFi summer of 2021. It's currently about 100. So if it could get back to that 661 level, that'd be pretty good. That would definitely be a strong indicator that it is here to stay. It's risen like 15% over the past month or so, but it's definitely it doesn't have the excitement behind it that it once did. Solana is another one that they're trying to compete with Ethereum, saying they can handle more transactions with lower fees, and their ecosystem is growing. But Solana is it's actually down a little bit. When this article is written, it was only $101, which, whew, I thought Solana was going to be doing pretty well. But what people are keeping an eye on this cycle is this Calexo. So they're at the forefront of advancing P2P lending and borrowing within the realm of decentralized finance. The protocol acknowledges the challenges inherent in decentralized finance, particularly in terms of adoption and accessibility. Woo. They're right. Investing in DeFi platforms, if you don't know what you're doing, is kind of a pain. I remember struggling pretty heavily when it first dropped. Now, stuff has gotten more user-friendly, but any place that is prioritizing inclusive, intuitive, and seamlessly connective lending marketplaces, I think it's got a good argument. I've been on the Aave website recently. It's not bad. It's actually set up fairly well now. But a place like Calexo, if they're prioritizing it from the start, I think they could do very, very well. Basically, they're going to take what they like, disregard what they don't, try out some new stuff, and hopefully we'll see a big, big increase. All right, but that will do it for today. Thanks again for tuning in. My name is John Brynn. Be coming at you whenever I can with new episodes. Stay safe out there. Buy and hold. Trade if you're feeling dangerous. At the end of the day, have fun. Never invest more than you think you're going to lose and can afford to lose. And be honest with you, some of this stuff, these meme coins, it's gambling. If you're going to be a degenerate and gamble, I hope you succeed beyond your wildest dreams and you can give your boss the middle finger and ride away in a Ferrari. But don't go broke. Don't lose the house. Don't lose your wife, lose your kids. Don't do anything like that. Invest, play the long game, and all of us will come through the other side rich, 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 while our friends wait on us until the robots take those jobs too.